KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for light rain today and a high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested following a gas drive-off from the Casey store in Villisca Sunday night. 24-year-old James Robert Castillo and 20-year-old Caroline K. Overton, both of Bedford, were charged with theft in the fifth degree after the vehicle they were in was stopped at the intersection of Highway 71 and Business Highway 2 on the east side of Clarinda at around 8:25 p.m. They were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and were held on $300 bond each. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Clarinda Police, the Page County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol. Police in Red Oak arrested a man from Nebraska Sunday afternoon on a felony warrant out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for violation of parole on a prior felony charge of possession of deadly weapon by prohibited person. 31-year-old Jesse Charles Adams of Omaha was arrested at around 2 p.m. in the 1700 block of Broadway in Red Oak following a report of a suspicious person. Officers ran the vehicle's license and registration and learned of the warrant for Adams' arrest. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending extradition to the Douglas County, Nebraska jail. A traffic stop just before 7 p.m. Saturday on Highway 34 at Mulberry Avenue in Montgomery or in Adams County resulted in the arrest of 49-year-old Roy Dean Boltinghouse of Clarinda. After a deputy smelled alcohol on Boltinghouse, the man refused to take a field sobriety test. Boltinghouse was brought to the Adams County Jail and charged with OWI. His bond was set at $2,000. A traffic stop Saturday night in Montgomery County resulted in a woman being taken into custody on drug charges. Authorities say 43-year-old Michelle Donnie Morris of Des Moines was pulled over at the intersection of P Avenue and Highway 34 northeast of Stanton. Following an investigation, Morris was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. One person from Nebraska died. Another was injured during a collision late Saturday night on Interstate 80 in Adair County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 2001 Nissan Sentra driven by 45-year-old Both Talk of Bellevue, Nebraska, died when his car was struck by a 2014 Volvo semi at around 11:30 p.m. on I-80 westbound, about a mile west of the Adair exit. Authorities say Talk's car broke down in the right travel lane. The driver of the semi, 44-year-old Ken Mamenga of Niles, Michigan, didn't see the car until it was too late. He was not hurt in the crash. Moth Talk died at the scene. A passenger in his vehicle, 42-year-old Kekyok of Omaha, was injured and transported by Adair EMS to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. Following the collision, both the car and semi came to rest in the North Ditch. A man from Nebraska was arrested following a high-speed pursuit and crash early Sunday morning. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says that around 2:45 a.m., the Fremont County K-9 unit attempted to stop a BMW driven by 26-year-old Eric Kreifels of Nebraska City, Nebraska. Kreifels attempted to elude deputies near Farragut by at times traveling at speed in excess of 115 miles per hour. He was pursued into the 3900 block of Highway 2 before Kreifels lost control of the vehicle, which spun and slid into a field. Kreifels was arrested at the scene of the crash without further incident. No injuries were reported. Kreifels was charged with OWI second offense and brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center before being later released on $2,300 bond. Well, May is National Foster Care Month, and an Iowan who works to get kids into foster homes says it has a twofold purpose. Bambi Schrader of the Iowa Kids Network says,
"We really want to let people know that foster parents do provide care out of the goodness of their hearts and because they want to provide a stable and safe environment for kids. And it's a kind of a thankless job. So we just want to show that we are appreciative of that. We also want to bring to light the need for more foster and adoptive parents all the time."
She says the need for foster parents continues to grow.
"We have about 2,300 licensed foster families in Iowa right now. But one of the statistics that I have is that 2,550 children just the last year were placed into foster care. So we're already at a deficit, and some of those homes already have children in them."
She says there are some 4,000 kids across the state who need foster care, and they're looking for anyone who's willing to help.
"You know, we need homes of all shapes, sizes, types, varieties.
Schrader says there are some key things that can make a good foster family.
You look for families that have stability, and their income doesn't have to be that of a rich person, but it has to be stable enough so that when they bring in a child, it's going to be a deficit to them. So really, we just need all different types of families that can step up and provide for the types of children that we have in foster care.
To find out more, you can go to www.iowakidsnet.com, or you can call 1-800-243-0756. In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Fromm, age 95, of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Fromm will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Margaret Lowry, age 78, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life for Margaret Lowry will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Keith Boyd Robinson, age 87, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Keith Robinson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. William Enwood Greiner, age 85, of Panama, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial for William Greiner will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kenneth Miller, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Kenneth Miller will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Gordon Nyland, age 79, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Gordon Nyland will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Bobby Malley, age 69, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bob Malley will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dee Cockburn, age 92, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Funeral services for Dee Cockburn will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.